guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Navigate. My name is Ben and I'm joined with Ryan, and we're going to be chatting over Romans 13, 1 to 10. If you got your Bibles there, have them open and we'll pick it up at verse 1. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and you will be commended. For the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants, agents of wrath, to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of conscience. This is also why you pay taxes. For the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give to everyone what you owe to them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be are summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. So I'm joined with Ryan, and we're going to have a chat over this passage. Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
Welcome. We're talking about governing authorities here.
Yeah.
Again, this is in the context of Paul's established in chapters 1 to 11. We're saved by faith in Jesus alone, not by what we do. In chapter 12, there's, you know, offer your lives as a living sacrifice. There's a lot of stuff about kind of relationships within the church. Then it's kind of like he's moving outside, almost to the borders outside of the church, yeah, and how we interact with people outside of us. And there's a focus here on governing authorities, you know, on our leaders. So let's push in there.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, looking at how we make sense of our relationship to the governing authorities, suppose just a word to kind of the context in which Paul's writing to the Roman church. Remember that at the very beginning of our series, we talked about how the Jews had just come back from being kicked out of Rome by the Romans. And so, being treated like that from the governing authorities, who are supposed to make you feel safe, probably feeling quite unsafe. We get that in some way. Sometimes we can experience the governing authorities make decisions or treat us in ways that actually perhaps make us feel less safe. And so, although it's different worlds, we can empathize with one another in terms of just what it means to actually trust governing authorities.
Yeah, well, even if, you know, we don't get it as much as perhaps some other countries around the world now, I think it's a universal thing to just think that the person in charge is doing it wrong.
Yeah.
It's just like it's within us. And so, yeah, we have this reminder here of how we treat those who are in charge.
Yeah, that's right. And Paul begins by reminding us of two things: they exist and are established by God. And so if we resist our governing authorities, we're actually resisting God. If we want to be free of authority, governing authorities, it's actually coming from a heart that says we want to be free from God. If we want to be free from the fear of authorities, Paul says, well, our fear reveals something inside of us that we're in the wrong, and so, hey, do the right. And so we are to respect, honor, as Paul says, we are to, to follow kind of the authorities in terms of how they are governing. And there's some reasons for that too. It's for our good.
Yeah.
He says that the governing authorities are established by God for our good.
Yeah, well, they do full-time, you know, you go on there. The reason is because they're God's servants, verse 6, who give full-time to governing.
Yeah.
It's like it's their job. Man, this passage is just so present for us today.
Yeah.
You know, I said before, like, it's our default reaction to think whoever's in charge is doing it wrong.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're in work or just with the government.
Yeah.
And it's our default now with social media to make that public and make it known. And so in the past, where your sin was only revealed to the people who could hear you, now it's written in stone on the internet.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we just think it's okay to rip, you know, the political parties that we don't agree with, the decisions we don't agree with, you know, the so much more, just the people we don't agree with, rather than actually going, okay, God is the one, you know, if you read this. And like Ryan before, as he was working through that, you know, Ryan, you weren't paraphrasing there.
Yeah.
Like, it's like verse one says twice, the authorities have been established by God. The authorities have been established by God. And then verse two, those who are rebelling against the authorities rebel against God. Mm. So it's very clear here that, you know, we are to hold our authorities with a high respect, understanding that they were not the ones who put themselves there. God did that.
Yeah. And I think, like, for us at the moment, you know, it's real. And particularly with COVID and the restrictions that still remain, like, we're talking in the office that it's actually socially acceptable now, perhaps, to even ignore them.
Yeah.
So no one really, although the signs are everywhere, no one really keeps 1.5 distancing. It's kind of like socially acceptable. Hey, it's, we don't really need to do that. Yeah, even like maybe signing in at restaurants and stuff like that. It's like, oh, have I missed it? Mm. That's okay. Mm. Doesn't matter. Yeah, I feel that. And, you know, as we think about, we haven't gotten back to morning tea at Southside yet, and we're thinking about how can we do that, and the restrictions that we've got to, it's a reminder afresh of all them. And it's like, well, are we actually gonna respect them and actually keep them? And it's like, well, it really matters in terms of where, as God's people, where to be. At least we're in Australia, the Australians who actually do keep the guidelines. It's a reflection of, oh, I want to be free of this. It's actually, they're there to keep us safe. And sometimes we can really forget that.
Yeah.
And imagine, though, if there wasn't these guidelines and boundaries, how unsafe it potentially could be.
Yeah. Well, I love, like, the illustration you get, or the picture you gave us there, is helpful because it's a small thing that we kind of universally agree on.
Yeah.
But it reveals a bigger thing. You know, and the thing that it reveals is that actually we got a problem with authority.
Yeah.
And that, you know, if, you know, when we're talking about the small 1.5 distance, those sorts of things, it's accentuated when we go bigger than that. And yeah, sometimes we just forget that the ones who are put in authority were put there by God. You know, how easy is it to forget that? Mm. Yeah, we just think, you know, there's no way this political party should be there. There's no way that political party should be there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so I'm going to make it very clear to everyone that I'm not okay with that.
Yeah, and it's... Oh, sorry. No, go. I don't want to interrupt. And it comes from not just a fear of being caught. Like, Paul does talk to that, but he says, let it be a matter of conscience. Yeah. And I think what he's getting there is, no, it's a matter of the fear of the Lord. It's actually a matter of your heart and where your heart's at with God. And it's ultimately so that our hearts would be in a good place with God, so that there's nothing rupturing or disrupting our connection with Him and the health of that connection.
Yeah.
Because a sign of resisting and rejecting the governing authorities is actually the fruit of something not quite right in our heart.
Yeah, love it.
And so when it gets to the conscience, it's getting to, can we be of good conscience before God? And in the fear of Him is reflected in our fear of, or respectful honoring of, and what Paul would say, love of our authorities.
Yeah. If you've got a problem with the authorities, it's not saying, you know, change the authorities and you'll be happy. Mm. That in and of itself is revealing that, you know, we don't quite understand Romans 13.
Mm.
And that's revealing, yeah, a deeper problem in our heart that we don't get that God is the one who is sovereign and who has established authorities.
Yeah, and at the moment for us in Australia, there's some big revelations that have been coming out about our governing authorities that are not good and shocking. And yet we can go to the quick fix of just replace them.
Yeah.
Just let's get rid of them. And maybe, But yeah, it does speak to a deeper issue of what's actually going on in our hearts.
Yeah. Now there is some other stuff in this passage as well that's sort of worth reflecting on and thinking about. And you know, I guess you know if you're listening to this, just read over this again, you know, and see what strikes you and what catches you. Because I think there is some helpful stuff there about you know the fact that those who are the governing authorities are the ones who, you know, bear the sword, that they're actually going to hold the punishment. We can rest in that in some ways. It's not meaning we turn a blind eye or whatever else to that, but there is just something there to think through and to wrestle with. But just to kind of land on the fact that Paul lands here not on simply listen to your authorities, but on love. And that's really important.
Yeah, that's right. We've been saying this all along, but this, where Paul finishes, really does remind us, this is what he's been saying all along, that if we want to make sense of how to live in the world in the way that God has wired us to live, it's to love. It's to love him, love others. And he says you can't go wrong with that. To love, you do no harm. Love never has this intention of seeking ill will or withholding from others. You're there to pour yourself out, to sacrifice yourself in a very Christ-like way, for the sake of others' good. And he says, therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. You know, the law, the two halves, the first one's love God with all your heart, and that plays out in loving your neighbor as yourself. And at the crux of this, it's as yourself, learning to see how this is the way God loves us. And when we kind of get that, it does flow out into, we can love others in the same way that we know and experience that we've been loved by God.
As we wrap up this passage, there are two challenges for us. Number one is regarding our government and our governing authorities, and to remember and see the truth of Romans 13, that God is the one who's established them. If we've got problems with our government, it actually reveals first and foremost a problem with our heart. This doesn't mean sweeping things under the rug. It doesn't mean that we stop fighting for good things. And that we give up, you know, where people are being pushed down in society and all of that sort of stuff. But it does mean that we respect them first and foremost and to remember the truth of Romans 13. The second thing, though, is to remember to love and to see that this is the fulfillment of the law. We've seen right throughout Romans that Paul says the difference faith makes is we don't use the law to earn our way to God, but we uphold the law in response to God. And so we want to give you this challenge today to live your day wherever you are, marked by love, knowing that you are loved by God first and foremost. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.